Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy live, Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me.
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know, Chicken Big Big Bang Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, 7:06. Roger, I don't think we have officially welcomed Joe.
We have not.
So let's do that now as we get ready to have a really great next 2 hours of show, 3 hours of show, brother.
They call him Big Joe from Big Slater Mo.
They do.
He is a 7-foot man, muscle,
and meat.
One of the leading scorers in Razorback history.
Big guy.
Big Joe led the Hogs to an amazing 75% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan in North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA world title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Tom Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting? He loves Westerns and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue,
Joe Colline!
Yeah. Always great to have Big Joe on here.
Yes,
we're going to have Coach Cal. We want to come out of the break, Roger. We want to break at like 7:25.
Okay, so
Coach
White, all right.
7:30.
Okay, all right.
Camden Kozul at 8:05 is the last call for us. We've had him 2 years in a row now.
Yeah.
And he would say so long to him. And then Melinda Mayo and Tyler Kinch, and we'll have JM on here shortly. Roger, too, a couple things. I want to give a shout-out to John Gilchrist. I don't know if you remember him. He was a former president of the Little Rock FOP. He was one of my early gym members with all the SWAT teams from the Little Rock Police Department back in 86 at Gold's Gym, and ran into him last night and his wife and good people. And good to see you there, John. Also, I love when this happens, Joe. I called and made a doctor's appointment yesterday, and the young lady, Tabitha, who answered the phone, said, my husband listens to you guys every day. And I said, give us his name. His name is Kevin Heffernan. And he works over at the VA hospital. So, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We love those kind of compliments. Even if, you know, the person we talk to says, you know, it's not me, but my husband or my wife listens every day. So
I can't stand you, but my husband.
That's right. Listen, we are so, this is a very competitive business that we're in, especially morning shows, because there's so many good morning shows out there. I mean, we're competing against Broadway Joe and Bobby Bones, who's national. But, you know, that's when, we got the number one rating for the demographic that we look for, you know. And so when we do that, we're appreciative. That means a lot of people are listening. And I sometimes forget, Roger, how many people listen to the show. Also, I'll get a text, hey, you know, and I was like, oh, man, you were listening today? And we forget that. So we're very appreciative. You know, it's like, Joe, it's like people coming to your restaurant.
No,
it's really cool.
It's tough. It's a tough, you know.
Tough business.
It's a grind. But
it's a cool thing. It's a cool thing when you get compliments and your stuff.
Like yesterday, you sent me a message from somebody who was listening because I'd mentioned ukulele.
Yeah, that's Cammy. By the way, so we're going to start doing this. We're going to do this forever. It's 7:05. If you've got a youth team that's this does something special, and I got a text to me last night. We want to give a champion salute to Coach John Ball. He coached two teams. It's the Cabot Recreation League for 8 and under, the Rockies, and the 10 and under Red Sox, Joe. They won the Cabot Championship. Their kids are Manning and Langston Ball. And so the wife, Haley, she's in the dugout helping out.
Come on.
They won both at the same time.
Come on.
I don't think it's ever happened at the Cabot Recreation League. So congratulations, you 8U Rockies and you 10U Red Sox. We give you a salute. No travel ball. That is not travel ball. This is just good old hometown baseball. So good. Listen, you know, Joe, Roger and I, we're not the guys who are going to be coaching those kids. And so all you coaches that are up volunteering your time to do this with kids, my hat's off to you. I know Roger and Joe, you feel the same way. Because just think of the coaches that made a difference in our lives and all the sports that we play. Before we got into organized, you know, high school serious sports.
Oh, I know. Man.
You know, youth sports. So good job there, John Ball.
My grandson, James, just finished his first season in a little T-League ball. And for the coaches, though, they had their final little get dinner or whatever last night. But going to watch his games over there at Junior Deputy and just watching these kids, you know, half of them playing in the dirt and do whatever. Yeah. Some of their attention span is not there. That's because that's just the way it is. But there's no pure sport like that when you watch those little guys out there doing that thing, or the or little girls when they're out there. There's no NIL. You can, you know, you can buy them a package of sour gummies or whatever it is, and they'll be just fine, or give them some juice. But they're out there playing, and you watching them play, and they're really having a good time. There's, there's nothing like that.
Those coaches take the time in the afternoons to go practice.
Everyone
go to
up.
Games.
And there's a dozen. You got to have a half a dozen guys out there. Oh. You got to have a guy in the left field, right field. You got to have a guy at the pitcher pitch. You got to have a guy back there behind the plate pulling up all those things. So to the Cardinals, congratulations on a fantastic first season.
In addition, Roger, Coach Cal's coming up shortly. So if you've got kids age, speaking of young kids, grades 1 through 8, the camps in Central Arkansas are June 4th, 5th, and 6th. Conway, Little Rock, Benton, and Searcy. Conway camp is sold out. There's a wait list. But again, you can go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com and look at all these. Little Rock camp is June 4th. That's today. 3 to 6 at Little Rock Christian Academy. Two camps in Benton presented by Everett Buick GMC at the Boys and Girls Club of Saline County. First is tomorrow, 3 to 6. Second is June 6th from 9 to noon. And then June 6th, you got Searcy, presented by Sonic, from 3 to 6 for grades 1 through 8 at the Rhodes Fieldhouse at Harding. They also have one in Fort Smith, and they've got them up at Bud Walton, too. So here's the cool thing. Coach Calipari will be, and his staff will be on hand at every one of the sites, Joe, and all the campers will get a picture with Coach Cal and do Q&A. So as Joe mentioned earlier, if you just tuned in, Cal gets it for a guy who's a Hall of Famer, for him to still be doing these camps. You know, it used to be, Joe, this is how coaches made – extra money was, but you know, Cal doesn't need the money. Cal does not need the money. Cal's making plenty of money. These camps, you know, I think he sees this as something that's worthwhile to do. And we remember it was a year ago that we found out that Roger, you didn't know where the Catholic Church was, where you knew where it was, but you were confused. You weren't exactly sure where it was.
I was not prepared to answer questions and get berated by Coach Cal
on Catholicism.
Oh, dude, I was not big on it.
We found out.
I think I was listening.
You were here. You found. You were listening.
No, I was listening. It was
because Dave Shields called me and beat the hell out of me over that.
It was awesome.
You had told us, Joe. You had told us that Coach Cal always finds a church every town he goes into. He finds a church.
He called me one day when he first got here, and he goes, there's not a morning mass on
Fayetteville
or something. And I was
there was, yeah.
Well, you know, you not, didn't know where not it was. Convenient.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Because the Newman Center was the, which is on campus, was being blown up and rebuilt.
Yeah.
And so St. Thomas Aquinas. And so we were, you know, and he's like berating me, like, you know, why can I get.
I know.
And I'm like, I can get you Bishop Taylor's number.
I will give Catholics credit, man. They are very, they're very consistent about wanting to do that. We went into Westminster Abbey, which is 1,000 years old, and there's 5,000 tourists in there, and they go, oh, no, we have two services every day.
Yeah.
They just do it while everybody's walking around. They're going to do, you know, that.
And that's like in St. Patrick's in New York. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you went to the St. Peter's, the Basilica.
Yeah.
And the
had mass.
That's going to be the ultimate. You could have thrown a rock and hit the Pope, right?
I mean, when we walked in there, I walked in there. I said, "Well, this is going to be cool," and it's huge and the St. Peter's Square. And I was like, "Well, we're going to be." And man, the guy just kept walking us up the steps.
You get closer and closer to the Pope.
I kept looking over at my buddy, and I was like.
Y'all are getting close.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to go up there and put on a casket and be an altar boy.
You know, you went to the Sistine Chapel, right? You go to Sistine Chapel. Yeah. Roger, I'll tell you, I've been to a lot of cool places and blessed to have done that in Europe. But you walk in that Sistine Chapel and you look up at the one painting of with the hand of God reaching out and to see to realize how old that is and to see how massive that church is and. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, that's so back to Coach Cal. So anyway, Coach Cal's rolling into Hot Springs, and so they're going to be going around all Central Arkansas. So we do want to thank Riley Hall, who's a Bryant guy. Roger, you know Riley, that he's there. He's a director of ops, and he was director of ops under Muss.
Yeah.
And, boy, you got to have somebody like that.
Yeah, no, he's sharp.
Yeah,
and he's got to be on top of all things all the time. I mean, he's the
Yeah.
The press secretary.
That's right. He's
I mean, he's the guy that's, you know, where are we going? We're going here. We're going to meet this guy. We're going to, you know, you got this.
Yeah, and he knows everybody. He knows everybody in Arkansas.
He does a great job, and he's patient. You know, well, a lot of times with a lot of people coming at Cal and you know, with the success they've had, you got a lot of people wanting this or wanting that, and he does a very good job of being patient.
Well, and I was talking to Roger with Riley about Coach Cal. Coach Cal likes DeLucas. He likes DeLucas pizza.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's met Anthony, the owner. And Anthony and Cal together, can you imagine the energy coming off those two guys?
Yeah.
You know.
Like a scene from Jersey Boys.
I know. It's crazy. If you just joined the show, New York wins last night over San Antonio, 105-95. It was much closer than that until down the stretch.
Just got away. You know, San Antonio just down the stretch could not score. I mean, New York made some incredible shots. Brunson kind of took the game over, and Wembanyama's offensively got to be a lot better for them to have a chance.
Yeah, they'll bounce back. It'll be a good series.
We saw that it's a big moment, and I think just New York was ready. It's a little more of a veteran team, and it's been.
And I think most people are rooting for them.
Playing in New York is, you know. There's a lot of big games in New York.
Yeah, they're used to that stage.
So I think
the
atmosphere and everything was, they were a little more comfortable than the younger guys with San Antonio.
I think one of the developments that's been fun to watch this year and really the past few years is Cat has become a good defender.
Yeah.
Which the knock on him in his entire career, Karl Anthony Towns, has been great offensive big man, but poor defender. And he did a really good job on Wimby last night.
Oh, yeah. You know, he stayed in front of him and
forced him to take jump shots
and did a really nice job.
Is the by the way, Roger too? And I mentioned earlier, Texas beats Texas Tech in the first game last night of the College World Series. The Trojans will play tomorrow at 4:00. You can catch that on Buzz 2, 106.7. So where they flew down there yesterday, getting all the attention. You got to love that. Did I see Roger? Is the Belmont this weekend?
Yes.
Okay, so the Belmont's going on. We're going to be over there racing the bathtub Saturday morning and getting judged Friday night. You got Justin Moore singing Magic Springs with Tyler Kitsch Saturday night. I mentioned Cal's got all of his camps going on. So you had the arm wrestling competition. Boy, we had some big old boys in here yesterday, Joe.
Yeah, they were huge.
I mean, they had 22-inch arms. Yeah. I mean, just gigantic guys.
Gigantic.
Hey, I was going to ask you, too, what about the World Cup? You know, I was over in London, and soccer over there is super serious. Crazy. But now that's coming to America this summer, right, at some point. And so is that something, Roger, first of all, can you even get a ticket at this point? I've heard like in the Cowboy Stadium, it's been sold out forever.
Kansas is going to Arrowhead.
It's sold out.
It's been sold out for months.
The minute
it went on the site, when those tickets became available, they didn't.
All right, Roger, should we try for the Summer of Adventure somehow find a way to get a ticket to go to a World Cup match? And where are they in America?
Kansas City, New York.
Dallas
would be where you
want to
go.
So Kansas City, they're in Atlanta too, aren't they? Are they not in Atlanta? Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Kansas City and Dallas.
I will admit, I have no clue. I know it's a big deal.
Yeah. No, I know that.
Roger,
I know Kansas City sold out as quickly as they could sell the tickets.
So what do you say, Roger?
Well, it's the World Cup, so if there's an opportunity, I guess yes. On top of the other end of it is, I have no interest in soccer.
Same here. I'm not a soccer fan at all.
Unless you go to hockey.
Like hockey, would it be different? Yeah.
Would it be? I don't know.
Listen, if you watch the fans in Europe.
I'd love to get some shorts, Roger, and wear tube socks again.
Roger, I'm driving up and down in London, and they've got the, who was it, Christian, we found
Arsenal.
The Arsenal was playing, and I tell you, every bar for like 2-3 solid miles, every bar, which was probably 20, had 100 guys with, and they were chanting. They all know their chants.
Well, if you put that up on 100 bars going down North Little or Main Street
or Dallas or
and you put a football game on. I mean, football is going to be going. So, but that's their thing. And again, not to disparage anybody that likes soccer. That's great for you. If my grandchildren play, I'd love go watching them. It'd be that.
Yeah, but it's a big deal. How many times has it come to America? How many times have we had? Is it once? Is this the only time?
Yeah, is this the only time?
I was thinking I thought we had it one other time.
We had it with the women.
Yeah, the women's.
That's when the girl took off her shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So let me ask the women. Okay. That's right. So let me
Mary
ask you
Ham,
this.
Ham, is that right?
Randy Chastain.
Was it a ham or a ham?
Mia Ham was on the team, but it wasn't her that took it.
Hey, that was big. That was big.
How do I remember? I think I was shirt off.
I think I was 98.
Don Dugan. Wow. Don Dugan's birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Don.
He loves soccer. By the way, too, a little birdie just told me that it is the birthday of Frank Fletcher. So for all of you who know Frank Fletcher out there, text him now to say happy birthday and blow up his phone.
Happy birthday.
He doesn't
Frank
like saying how old he is. He doesn't act like it. Who was I telling last night? I was telling Greg Hatcher. Frank Fletcher, I went on a cruise with him, and every day he said, I got to go work. And he goes, and he is setting prices for cars in all of his car dealerships. At this point in his life, he could be just, you know, sailing the seas. He's working every day setting prices on individual cars in his car dealerships. He loves it.
That's why he's successful.
He loves the art of the deal. So wish him a happy birthday today. All right, this is for Roger, Christian, and Joe. How old was Pelé when he helped lead Brazil to the World Cup title in 1958? How old was Pelé?
It was 1958.
That's how long ago it was.
And
it,
Pelé?
Pelé.
I didn't know Pelé went back that far.
I know.
Yeah.
What would you guess?
Say early 20s.
What do you think, Christian?
26.
What do you think, Roger?
19.
This is the Roger's headed the right direction. This is the greatness of Pelé.
16.
He was 17. He was 17 when he helped lead Brazil to the World Cup title.
Wasn't
in
a movie with Sylvester Stallone?
What?
I thought he was in a movie with Sylvester Stallone.
What is the greatest? Isn't there a soccer movie with Matt Damon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Invictus.
Yeah, what's that about? I don't know.
It's about like apartheid in South Africa.
But it's got a soccer angle, right?
Yeah.
I
swear I see Pelé in a movie.
Or is it rugby?
All right, let's do this, Roger. Let's take a break. I want to look to see what our comments are on our text line. 661-1037. Hey, Justin Moore may not like this, but Joe Klein does. Look at it.
You smell it now. Oh, my gosh. Open the window!
Bum, 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 now. Bum,
bum, bum. A little nappy-headed boy.
Go, Joe. All right, don't go away. More show to come. 722.
Then my only worry was for Christmas, what would be my toy?
Sing it, Joe. Sing it, Joe. Attaboy.
We were happy with the joy the day would bring. Sneaking out the back door, hang out with those hoodlum friends of mine.
Here we go.
Line on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the NBA Finals, the Knicks took Game 1 over the Spurs, beating them 105-95. New York used an 11-0 run to close the game. It was their 12th straight win. They're the 7th team in NBA history to have a streak to that length in the playoffs. For single-season playoff streaks, the longest is the Golden State Warriors in 2017, who won 15 in a row en route to a championship. For the Spurs, this is the first time in 6 finals appearances that they've lost a Game 1. They've also never trailed in the finals at any point before Game 7. Game 2 will be tomorrow night at 7:30 on ABC. And tonight will be Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Golden Knights took Game 1 in a thrilling 5-4 win over the Hurricanes on Tuesday. Face-off will be at 7 on ABC. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A 30% chance of rain showers today, maybe a thunderstorm. Otherwise, just mostly cloudy, muggy, and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, warm and muggy, mostly cloudy, down to 68. Tomorrow, warmer up to 87 with a very slight chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Thursday is going to be a big day on The Zone. We're going to be talking with Harding football general manager Paul Simmons about the state of Harding football and college sports overall. Dr. O'Malley coming by from UAMS. Talk with Mayor Frank Scott. Barry McKnight, the play-by-play voice of the Troy Trojans, coming on as we'll preview Little Rock and Troy in the Super Regionals. Of course, birthday trivia. Zach Gillum coming by from Oaklawn and What's on Tap. All coming up on Thursday on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkup, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Take it from Arkansas greats Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Ow! What is this, Joe? All right, 728.
This is you down at the old post office. I can see you at the old post office right now.
Coach,
a couple get you sitting over there minding your own business, and three or four girls come over and ask you to take you out to dance.
Maybe.
You down with OPO?
Down with the OPO. Somebody said Roger doesn't seem like he seems like he's a little, what is this, what do they say here? Roger, you feeling okay, Bub? Sound a little down. No, I think he's a little under the weather.
I have been the last couple of days.
He is, he's fighting through it. Hey, we're going to have Coach Cal here in just a minute. I'm so glad Joe's in here with us. It seems like we've done it. We had a couple interviews with Cal that you've been here.
Yeah.
Y'all are always fun together. Camden Kosher coming up at 8:05, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. His last call with us.
I always look forward to Cal roasting me.
Somebody said, too, I know. Somebody said that our America did host the World Cup in 94. And, Joe, you said, could you remember playing?
I thought it was 98.
Wonder who won that year.
Somebody said.
Well, this is the men in 94.
Men. This is the men. Was 94 men or women?
Don't know.
Tickets for the World Cup are minimum of $1,000 each. We're out, Raj. That makes the decision.
Oh, you were planning on buying them?
Yeah, that was like a...
I was like, what are you...
What the hell are you talking about?
No, well, I just thought, well, no, sorry, no.
You not know? No. How long y'all been together?
No. No, listen. Joe.
It's like me asking you, you're getting paid to do the hot tub, the bathtub thing. Right. Right. And you said no, and then bath goes...
Yeah, just keep your
let's hold on a minute.
My point was is that sometimes you might can acquire some tickets, but boy, it's hard to acquire when they're $1,000 a pop.
It's still early.
Are all of them that way? Are all of them $1,000 a ticket?
It's a hot ticket. When it was announced years ago, I was like, oh, that's a bucket list item. I actually like soccer, and I would like to go, but once I saw the price, I was like, no.
Yeah, it's crazy. Somebody said the soccer movie, Roger, you're talking about, is Victory?
Yeah, I told you. Sylvester, it was Rocky playing soccer. Hey, real quick, Baz, let me throw this out there. I mentioned it yesterday, but today is the day. Now, all June long, Family Market grocery locations are collecting cereal for the Arkansas Food Bank Summer Cereal Drive. And today, Family Mart location in Malvern is going to be hosting THV 11 for a live remote from 11 to 12:30. Ice cream, hot dogs, face paintings, and all that. So do that all June long. It's a cereal drive at the Family Market grocery stores. They're collecting for that. So do what you can in Hot Springs, Malvern, Pangburn, Wooster, Shannon Hills. Where's the other ones at? I'll tell you more. And Hot Springs. Please do that. Family Market.
Do you want to thank Joe Klein and Corky's for sponsoring Joe's segment on
the
show?
Joe.
And when do you show up on Acres and the other shows? How many other shows do you do?
I do Wes on Monday afternoon and Acre on Wednesday.
Dude, okay. So you do Monday, Wednesday, and Thursdays?
Yeah.
Boy, that does break up your day, doesn't
it? He's a busy boy.
You're a busy man. It means a ton that you do it, Joe. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and bring in the head coach of the Razorbacks. He's been on the show before with us. Coach Cal, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We've got David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and your old buddy Joe Klein with us in studio today, Coach.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
He's a regular with us on Thursdays, Coach.
Hold on, Coach. Before you talk, let me brace.
Well,
Well, you know, it's funny. We had you on last year when you were getting ready to have the basketball game in Hot Springs, and you were coming down, and Joe was listening. It was when we were enlightened about you trying to find Catholic churches when you come into different towns. And Roger, who is our co-host here, he's a Hot Springs native, and you told us about the beautiful church you found in Hot Springs. And Joe was listening in.
I thought it was the greatest segment of radio ever. Asking these two about Catholicism, it was gold. Yeah. It was absolute gold.
Joe asked me many times if I believed in free speech. And I said, yes, I believe in free speech. I'm a good American. He said, great. I need you to give about three of them around our state.
The Catholics. He kept you busy, man.
He came at him.
I remember.
He came at him hard.
He kept you busy. But you checked them all off, Cal. You did a good job.
I tried to get him this spring, and the only way I couldn't get him, he was visiting family in Pittsburgh. I mean,
Cal, you do keep super busy. And that's why, listen, we gotta salute you, man. We were talking about it earlier. You don't have to do this, you know. You don't have to come down and go to every one of these camps and get your picture with every camper, but you do it. So, you know, we just salute you for doing that. We think it's a great thing, and you've got 13 camps all together. You've got multiple here in Central Arkansas, and just want to give you the chance to tell everybody why you think it's important that you come down and put boots on the ground here.
Well, you can't always be come to us. Like, come to us. Come to Fayetteville. And so many can't do it, you know, whether it be time or money or whatever it is. And so I started doing these satellite camps and ended up it was the greatest thing for everybody involved. But it does take time and you got to travel and, you know, we're staying overnight with the whole staff so that we can get like three different camps in. And, you know, it's like 600 kids that want to be there. And I made sure I wanted them to bring the SEC championship trophy so everybody could take a picture with it.
Awesome.
And so, you know, we're just starting on this stuff. But I just want everybody to know it's our way of reaching out. It's why we do the exhibitions and we take the team to the state. This truly is the state's team. Truly, everybody's involved. And if we do something crazy and get what we're trying to get done here, it's going to be because everybody in the state was engaged in it. And it takes everybody to do this nowadays.
We mentioned you're going to have a camp in Conway at Conway Christian, in Little Rock at Little Rock Christian Academy, in Benton. That one is, don't know the location for that. Boys and Girls Club of Saline County. And then in Searcy at the Rhodes Fieldhouse at Harding University, in addition to Fort Smith and Fayetteville. And, Coach, you in addition to doing a picture with every kid, you also talk to them. So these are kids grade 1 through 8. What does Coach Cal say? Just give an example. What are the things that you feel are important to tell these kids at this point in their life?
Well, it's also their parents. But,
sure, you bet.
Talk to the kids about how they can, if you really get into anything, you could be good at anything, but you got to be committed to something. And basketball and sports gives you an idea that, man, if I'm committed to this and every day I'm spending time, and you're not talking 5 hours, but if you're spending 20, 30 minutes in the morning, 20, 30 minutes in the afternoon, and 20, 30 minutes before you go to bed, you're in the top 1% of commitment to that sport, that gift that you have. And what they find out at an early age, if I'm committed to anything, I can be really good at something. And for the parents, it's to make sure at a young age you're making this fun. Don't make it a business, because then they're going to stop doing it. Don't walk in the car and give them 45 things that you want to talk to them about.
Right.
Let them have a ball at what they're doing and be a part of it. If you're working with your child at a sport, there's all kind of things you can do. So if you're doing something and your child gets frustrated, do something else in the same sport.
Yeah.
You could do passing, and now all of a sudden we're shooting free throws, and you can't make one free throw. Oh, let's go do some passing. We'll do something else. So, because in all these sports, the progress they make is amazing in a short period of time. Amazing. And so the biggest thing for young kids, the last thing you work on is shooting. You don't try when he's 8 years old to have him shoot threes.
Right.
You don't. The ball is bigger than his body. So right now, everything is, for young kids, and what we're trying to teach is the ball handling, getting a feel for the basketball. You ready for this one? Something Joe Klein couldn't do. Shoot layups. How about shoot layups?
Thank you, Cal. Yeah. It's been almost 2.5
3 minutes.
Minutes
where you knew it was coming.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, no, your layups are right, Coach. Yes, basic stuff there, for sure.
But that's what we're trying to do. And then just let people know we care enough to do this, to get out, to get in different schools, to go around and take us to them versus you got to come to us. And we got to. And so we've really changed. The only real camp that we do is father, son, and father, daughter, which ended up, I don't even know why we started doing that, but it probably 8 to 10 years ago ends up being the best. To see fathers and sons together, to see fathers think they can still play, to see the sons laughing at their dad like, "Dad, come on," or they're shooting a free throw contest together. Dad, you got to make 2 out of 5, just 2 out of 5. But it's really, that's the fun stuff, to see all that and to be involved in it. Normally we do it over Father's Day weekend. But that and father-daughter was another one that we were asked to do. You're doing father-son. Well, what about father-daughter? Well, let's try it. So we've done that the last few years. And more or less, it's you want them to have an experience, whether it's the satellite camps or the stuff we're doing on campus, something that they talk about when they're have their own child. You remember, Dad, we went to this, or you guys had me there. And so, and it's fun what we do on the satellite camp. We'll take a team picture, but then we're telling all the moms to get in there, and they run down to get in these pictures so that they're in a group picture with their child. And it's been fun. Now, to spend 3 days away, like, I'm like, okay, Let's do this, and it's worth it. Going through it, you're like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, like 600 kids, what? In like 3 days. I mean, but it ends up being a good thing.
Well, and two, Coach, it's just on the show, we're visiting with Coach Calipari, and he's coming down for all of his kids' camps over, as he mentioned, over 600 kids. And I know they love you at Oakland. Wayne Smith is a good friend of ours, the GM, and they love you. And I was talking with Riley Hall. We love Riley. He's so glad that you kept him on staff. He's salt of the earth Razorbacks, and
I'm so glad I kept him on staff.
Yeah.
How about that one?
No, he's outstanding.
He's been a home run.
Yeah,
let me give you a couple things basketball, because I know Joe's sitting there biting his lip. So first of all, yes, I was in Mexico and I was recruiting, and we're going to add one, maybe two more guys to the roster. But I don't just add to add. So if the team doesn't look like somebody thinks it should look, that's okay, because I've had all kind of teams like that. Mm-hmm. I've had teams that literally Anthony Davis wasn't a center. We won the national title. But we had a bunch of guys around him so that he could be who he was. Or a Carl Towns who wasn't a beast, who, you know, was a young 18-year-old. So I've done this different ways. I've done it with 3 point guards on the same team. I've done it with 2 guards playing point guard. What you want to do is make sure you got good people with good hearts who can be good teammates and have a special thing that they do that's different than everybody else on the team. Scheduling. We're trying to get one more home game, and it's been a struggle, but we're still the game we're doing with Arizona. So next year, our home schedule will be Arizona, Michigan State, and an ACC game. I'm trying to get, again, we're still finishing out our schedule. We have another neutral game. We're doing the Thanksgiving game, which we'll do every year that I'm here, because it's by far the highest rate, like by double, the high triple, the highest rated game of the year, regular season. And what it does for now, quote, NIL, it adds value for the players as we go out and do these deals for them in the community. We're going to try to play every year in the Garden. I don't think it's going to work. We almost had it done, but it's not going to work because of our game in Phoenix. We still have another neutral game, which is a big-time opponent that we haven't finished yet. And then, like I said, we're trying to get one more home game. But the way the schedule played, I thought Michigan State on Thanksgiving, that would be the highest-rated game of the year, TV-wise, would help our players. That's why we did it. I didn't think it would be this hard to fill in a home game. And then next year, having Michigan State, Arizona, an ACC challenge game at home. Now, I'm hoping I know who that is, but they'll still have to decide that. And now you still have our league. The league is ridiculous again. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're good. We're better. We're where we need to be. But you got some other teams that are, it's again going to be a dogfight. We are, like I said, bringing the SEC trophy with us I want everybody to celebrate it and be a part of it, be able to touch it and hold it and take pictures with it.
That's awesome. Cal, we did, before we let you go too, I don't know, did you get a chance to hear any of Nick Saban's testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday about the SCORES Act and any thoughts on that?
I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably put something out. I've just been so busy. Yeah, I just got back from Mexico. So, but I'm glad there's movement. That bill's not perfect. There are things that I would say we really got to get right through a markup before this bill is what it needs to look like. But we needed movement. We needed movement in the age limit. You can't have 28-year-olds playing against 18-year-olds. I don't care what you say. Or we're not doing what we were supposed to do to develop young people. Because of it, 17, 18, and 19-year-olds are not getting college scholarships because coaches are waiting for 25 and 27-year-olds who have 2 kids. They're on their second wife, and they're playing. And now, if it's your son, is it fair? Is it safe? If it's your son, if it's your son that doesn't get a college scholarship because of this, would you feel different? The second piece is that if I'm to do my job, if we as educators, you can't have kids transfer every year. They should have the freedom to leave. If a coach wasn't honest with them, they made a mistake, something happened, without penalty and being eligible, the coach gets fired or leaves, they should be able to leave. Other than that, you got to sit out. You sit out. Now, you still practice. You still train. You're getting better. But you know what? We coaches want to be transformational, not transactional. And then the third thing, we also, got to say, what are we doing with European players? And we've got to know what their rules are and what we can do. One of my suggestions may be there's a registry. If you want to play college basketball in the United States as a 17, 18-year-old, you've got to submit all your transfer, your birth certificate, all your stuff. And then you got to come here by the age of 18 or 19 and start your career. You can't come here as a 25-year-old because we got 17-year-olds playing. Those three things are what's important to me. The money, figure it out.
Right.
I've always been about kids making money. We did, when they left me, we did autograph tours because I was mad we couldn't do things when they were there. But we have to get those other things in order so we can be transformational as coaches. Because if it's transactional, you're going to have to put a seat at that table you're at with Joe and I both, because I won't be doing this. I'm not going to be talking. How about I don't talk to a player and his family? I'm talking to an agent to get it. No, yeah. I'm not doing that. That's out. Yeah. And if that's what it takes to do to get a kid, then he's not coming here. I've got to have a relationship with the family. I've got to be able to do what I do to help the young people get where they're going. You're watching the finals. How was Carl Towns in the third quarter last night? Mm. How was De'Aaron Fox and Keldon Johnson for the Spurs? Both of them. So there's three guys that I've coached that are having an opportunity. So one of them, you won't believe this, is going to win a world championship. But that's what this is about for me. And it's, you know, you make life about everybody else, it seems to get easier.
Yeah, that's a great philosophy. Well, Coach, listen, hey, thanks so much for your time. We know you're busy. We're excited to have you back in Central Arkansas. You're doing great stuff, and I'm glad that your old buddy Joe got to sit in and hear your words of wisdom today. He always looks forward
to it. Changed my day, Cal. I'm going to walk. I just got tears in my eye.
You're the best, Joe.
All right, brother.
Thanks,
all right,
Coach. Trip, man. Thanks, Coach. Thanks so much. All right, Coach Cal. Well, he's one of a kind, man. I tell you, he gets on his stump, man.
Here's his statement, though.
Yeah.
You got to come to them.
Yeah.
You can't, and is that,
he gets it.
Does that not say it all?
I know.
You can't always say you got to come to us.
A guy who doesn't have to have that kind of attitude.
But that's the whole thing that everybody up there needs to embrace. Because it's like Cal said, it's Arkansas's school.
It's common sense, too. Like I said, I don't want to talk to an agent.
Right.
I'm not doing that. Anyway, great stuff.
And the portal, if you get the portal under control, the money will be under control because everybody's not a free agent every year.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make this. You can't every year go, I'm going to the highest bidder. I'm going to the highest bidder. I'm going to the highest bidder.
And he was right off the bat. He was going to address the, because of course we were going to ask him, what about the, you know, everybody's asking about the big man.
And again, what people have to understand is like, you know, These big guys, there's not a lot of them.
Yeah,
and expensive. And they're expensive.
Expensive. All right, that's some good stuff with Coach Cal. We'll come back and wrap things up here with Joe. We also have Camden Kozel for the last time today, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Melinda Mayo and more. Tyler Kinch, you name it, we got it. And Glenn Campbell, take us a break.
A smile can hide all the pain, but you're down when you're riding the train that's taking the long. I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me like a
Christian Weaver, real quick. Don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine.
Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. What's coming?
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
BR McGinty, yeah.
Roger Scott for FanDuel. Who do you think will be wearing the ring at the end of the NBA Finals? Take your shot with FanDuel and you just might be celebrating a victory of your very own. Right now, new customers can hit the court with $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 for seven straight days. FanDuel is the best place to bet all your favorite players during the NBA's biggest event. Play your game any way you want. Seek out individual player markets for baskets and rebounds, or build an epic same-game parlay for a chance at a bigger payout. It's up to you. And best of all, with FanDuel, you get paid instantly when you win. So are you ready to play your game? Just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to join now and get $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 for 7 days. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. Minimum $5 wager required for 7 consecutive days. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah. This is what I did in Mexico, Joe.
754.
I got down on it. If you missed
Coach Cal's comments, Chris is going to repost some of that. Just gold, man. Just gold up, you know, everything
and
he says.
And the best thing about the whole thing is, you know, we got the man in the state of Arkansas just breaking it down for us. The number one, you know, and our homeboy over there is opening a bag of chips.
You guys are going to need to learn stuff like this because this is what they said they heard. I didn't hear it, and I was right around here. Here's what they said they heard. They heard this.
Yeah. Well, you get it. Was the music wasn't playing, though.
No. Oh, what? All right, dude, like, I'll do it again.
The Cal's like, the portal's right, coming down.
You heard this?
You got to get back to Arkansas, and the team is... I mean, what are we doing?
I'm looking right at Roger.
Me and Baz are like waving our arms. You're like your grandpa. You're like, huh? What?
Grandpa, what are you doing? What? Nothing. What's the matter? Your pants are off.
I know they're off. It's my house.
It's my house. They're sticking to me.
The other part of that is.
The fly's open. Huh? What? There's a fly in the room?
Get your mother. The part that I did, the reason I did that, Joe, that was just a precursor to let everybody know we're getting ready to start doing it a bit called Sacred Sound, and that's what that was. So what you heard was, that was a zipper opening in my laptop bag and a little plastic container of narcotics.
Down the portal, breaking down the NIL.
I didn't hear it.
It was so good. Joe, we are so fortunate to have Christian Weaver now as our producer because he's got the voice of an angel. And when he and Roger collaborate, it's gold. So can you punch that up, Christian?
And it's one that we did. We do this in, as Rainwater would say, homage to you.
Pull up either Thursday or Wednesday.
Are we talking about the same thing? You want me to pull it up? Hold on.
While you're looking for that.
Is it out? Got it.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour.
Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine.
Come on.
I feel the warmth of her hand in mine.
Everybody, Joe. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain. Walking hand in hand with the one I love.
Ooh, how I love the rainy days in the happy way I feel inside.
Wow. Boom, huh?
How about that, Joe?
I dare you to stand up. Hey. I dare you. Wow.
How about that? That's free. How about that?
You had to pay. Was that like...
On the spot. In the studio. Yes.
Acapulco.
Yes. And it was organic.
Yeah, how about that? Wow. These boys can sing.
Wow. We had to make sure that he covered.
Yeah, Roger, we always knew. I mean, Roger's got an amazing voice.
Yeah, it's an amazing voice, Joe, that nobody wants to hear. My ears are the problem.
Christian steps in and asks. And then you got Justin Moore, who's got 14 number one hits. He's playing Saturday in Hot Springs.
Yeah,
we're going to visit with Tyler Kent.
What does Justin and I have in common? We've both sung at Magic Springs.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You swing his
imagine? Oh, yeah, on you know, just walking around.
Coming up shortly, Camden Kozel here in just a few minutes. We'll say so long to him. Melinda Mayo at 8:30 and Tyler Kent, who opens for Justin. Yes, thanks so much, Joe.
Everybody. Yeah, man. Thank
you, guys. Hey, go by and see Corky's at North Little Rock and Little Rock.
Special all month. Two racks of ribs for $30. We got daily lunch specials. As Roger said, our catering and our bulk and prices can't be beat.
You can't be beat.
30th anniversary.
Yep.
And then it's coming up. You may have a special deal.
Yeah, we may have a... We're going to have a day. I don't know when yet, but we're going to do 30-cent regular pulled pork sandwich.
Love it, man. Well, congratulations on 30 years. Great stuff as
way
always,
go, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
Love you, Joe Klein.
Love you, Joe. All right, don't go away.
I just say, Roger.
I love you.
What?
Okay.
Pass the chips.
I love it. Shine a light through the eyes of the one left behind. Shine a light, shine a light, shine a light.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
We know it, and we're proud of it. 103.7 The Buzz.
Guys, this one's for you. Join Arkansas.